This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Our top story on KRDO News Radio, the Catholic community in Colorado Springs is mourning the death of Bishop Michael Sheridan, who served as Bishop of Colorado Springs from 2003 to 2021. Bishop Sheridan died peacefully this morning at Penrose Hospital in Colorado Springs. A vigil will be held on Thursday, October 6th at 5:30 p.m. at St. Mary's Cathedral. That's at 22 West Kiowa Street. Bishop Sheridan was 77 years old. Today, members of the Colorado Springs City Council voted to approve a natural gas hike increase. KRDO News Radio's Bart Betzel has more.
Colorado Springs Utilities says the increase will begin October 1st and continue through March 1st. While natural gas rates will go up, Springs Utilities told KRDO that rates for electricity will be reduced during this time. The City Council also approved reducing electricity rates. According to the resolution submitted to the City Council, natural gas will increase by 5.7% and electricity will go down by 3.9%. This adjustment would still make an overall utility bill increase by nearly $4.94, slightly higher than last year. Bart Betzel, KRDO News Radio.
Colorado Springs police say a victim was carjacked early last night. Their truck stolen and later found with the suspect robbers inside. Police say it started when two men pointed a gun at a driver in a Dodge Ram pickup truck at Aurora Apartments on Potter Drive around 5:30 last night. Officers found the truck in a parking lot at Palmer Park. Police said the suspects were taken into custody there and that they were both juveniles. Letitia Stauch has filed a federal lawsuit claiming her civil rights have been violated. In a 14-page handwritten claim, Stauch alleges that while in the El Paso County Jail, her kosher food rights were not being wrapped, apparently, and that non-kosher foods were being placed in her diet. She also says the Eighth Amendment rights violated. She's been medically negligent and noting that she had problems with neglected and noting that she had problems with blood in her stool for 7 or more days per month, in addition to a leaky gut and abdominal pain. Jeremy Lau, a defense attorney not involved in the case, says this is a clear and concise matter in which Stauch presented her civil suit. It could come back to bite her in a criminal case, one that has been bogged down by delays because of her defense and claiming that she's insane.
This is something that happens rarely, and she keeps on making life more difficult for herself and more difficult for her defense team because, frankly, she thinks she's smarter than everybody else.
Neither the El Paso County Sheriff's Office nor Stauch's defense attorney will comment, citing pending litigation. In other news, you probably saw this last Friday, Pueblo School District 60 suspending two volunteer coaches from South High School after a fight broke out between the Colts and the Eagles at the Cannon game on Friday night. The suspensions came a day after the superintendent released a statement on the district's Facebook page promising a thorough investigation. Blake Wright has been coaching youth sports for 30 years and refereeing for more than 20, and he says sporting environment like this and others have changed over the years.
Competition's great, but sportsmanship is better. The parents are telling them they're all perfect, and the coaches are saying you got to be the best. Things blow up. Back in the day, we were kind of taught to respect the other teams, and it's just not the case anymore all the time.
He made those comments today. The Chassa released a statement yesterday saying the fighting between the teams has absolutely no place in high school athletics. And finally, the final trailer is being released for the upcoming horror film, Halloween Ends. The movie is a follow-up to last year's Halloween Kills. It's the latest installment in the franchise that takes place 4 years after the last film ends. It stars Jamie Lee Curtis as she confronts the evil Michael Myers once again. Halloween Ends releases in theaters and on Peacock coming up October 14th.
Mainly cloudy skies with scattered showers and thunderstorms around the area for your Tuesday evening. Most of those showers and thunderstorms will come to an end as we head through the overnight hours. Wednesday morning, lows in the upper 40s and low 50s. Again, partly cloudy and warm tomorrow afternoon, 79 to 80 Colorado Springs, up to 84 in Pueblo. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.